At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Magic 106.7, it's David, Sue, and Kendra. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, especially if you're a brand new listener to Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, welcome in.
Come for the holiday music, stay for helping us.
Forever. Forever.
Yeah, we'll help you relax and unwind during your workday, share some funny stories. So David, Sue, and Kendra, we handle the morning show here at Magic. When we all left, we said goodbye yesterday. We were all off into our Thursday to have a decent day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty good day.
Or so we thought.
Sue and Kendra, however, it nosedived pretty quickly. By mid-afternoon, Sue, we'll start with your...
You were sending photos of your
car woes, which continue in new and exciting ways.
Yeah, for those just joining us, I've had car woes now for a while. I've brought it to three different mechanics. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. It kept saying battery discharging. It wouldn't start, blah, blah, blah. So I finally brought it to the dealer, and the dealer was dealing with it, so I was borrowing my husband's car. He works from home. He let me borrow his car. By the way, he's very fussy about his car, unlike me.
We should note, you have a really nice car. Like, Sue doesn't drive a jalopy. It's not a beater.
It's a BMW,
a very nice BMW.
Yeah.
And your husband has a lovely car, great car that he let you borrow. Okay.
Yes, that he keeps pristine, unlike me, who, like, I have the pigmobile. So, I take his car, and all of a sudden, as I'm driving home from the station yesterday, I see tire pressure low.
Oh, God.
And I was like, this can't be happening to another car. I pull in the driveway and I say to my husband, I don't know, it's tire pressure low. Is that just the cold weather? Get out of the car, tire flat to the rim.
Bummer.
So
and
now
the kind
my
of car,
car
he has doesn't have, does it have a spare? Doesn't have a spare, because I had that kind of car for a couple of years. New cars don't have the spares anymore.
No, and we had to put the fix-a-flat foam into it so he could drive it down to the
what
Midas.
What the heck is that?
It's foam that you put in the flat
tire.
It's
a can, aerosol can.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So we got the fix-a-flat in there, and then he was able to at least roll the car down to the Midas in town, and they patched up the tire. So I thought I was having a bad day.
Right.
However...
Well, Kendra, any of you would like to know what the inside of the parking garage on Washington Street looks like, I could tell you, because I was there for the entirety of last night. We were supposed to go in and see Six the Musical. I got tickets to take my aunt in, and I thought it would be a nice little night into the city. We left with plenty of time, because I had to give her time for walking, you know, to and from the parking garage. So we get 6:30, we are 40 feet from the theater. We were in standstill, 1 hour traffic in front of the theater just to get to a parking garage. That was the first part. So now it's 7:30 and we're still in the same spot, and I can see the door to the theater. So I let her go in.
Yep.
She goes in. I said, just go in at this point, because it was ridiculous.
I'll drop
in the
you
city.
Off. I'll meet you in a minute.
I'll go down. I was going to park at the AMC Theater, Boston Common Garage. Just go in, get the tickets, sit down. I can run. You can't run. I can. That's fine. So then I'm driving. I'm stuck in traffic to get to that garage. I finally, 20 minutes later, get to that garage. It's full. The guy waves us on. I go to the next garage on Washington Street. And I go in. It's one that has the door that goes up and goes
and down.
So once you go in,
you're trapped.
You're in.
Yeah.
And there's about 30, 40 cars ahead of me. We crawl for 20 minutes up to the top, only to realize there are no parking.
Spaces, and now you have to get back down.
Remember,
usually they do the whole lot full thing, and everything.
They did it. And so now, as I've been trickling up to the tippity top of this tiny little 1885 garage, everybody has come in behind us as well. So now I was in the garage from 7:40 to 9 p.m., missed the entire show. Bummer. I was stuck.
And what about your poor aunt who's in the lobby of the Colonial Theater?
She's in the lobby. Poor Betty Ann.
She was like, what do I do? I said, you have to wait. I can't go. I'm stuck here. I was running out of gas. I was like,
she should have at least just gone in and enjoyed the show.
She did for a little bit, but then I think she was worried about me being stuck in a garage somewhere in the city of Boston.
Kind of day you're having. I could see her making friends, sitting there with people having drinks, just totally like, hey, no, I got a whole new family. Oh, Kendra, you made it.
She started talking a little bit to them, and then a few other people had come in with the same problem.
So the show ends. Yep. You've not seen 1 minute of it. People are filing out of the theater, and you finally get to Aunt Betty.
Yep, at 9 o'clock,
and
picked her up.
And drove. Were you able to get out of the garage to get home? Like
barely. Yeah. I mean, I it took a while to get. I had to pay, by the way, to get out of the garage that I never parked in. So there'll be some phone calls.
Oh my God! Imagine how many people missed the show.
A lot of people. Yeah. Because it was a lot of cars that.
You
were
know,
stuck.
It occurred to me that if you were at the Emerson Colony, right there, the tree lighting was right there.
Well, that is what happened.
I don't know how many people drove and parked for the tree lighting, but that's a lot of people. Plus,
Mariah Carey's show was going on.
Yeah, but that's a little further.
But still, there was just a lot going on in the city.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm not going in for a while.
Yeah. I was saying, like, maybe into the city on a Thursday night just isn't in your toolbox, Kendra.
So maybe if somebody can beat your night or my night, they should call us. 617-655-1067. If you also had a horrible night, Misery Loves Company, call us.